The project is to allow the people of Creix-Breizh and also the Mont-d'Arrée and Trégor to have their own media and to speak freely as they can about themselves first and about the world and in all the languages that are present on this area. So Breton is a big part of it, French of course, and English. With what we're doing now, there's some English. I hope there could be more, but still what we are doing now is a very big symbol because of course the English-speaking community is quite strong around here, so it's also their media, and it's very important to us that it can continue to be a link within the community of English-speaking people around here.
A few facts and figures. How long has the RKB been
Well,
going?
it started as a radio in '83, but the project was from previous projects. The big one was Kazeten Avroplin, which started in '78. And it was a magazine that was on radio cassettes that were sent to the farms because it was mainly a farming area. And so a few of those projects came together and built a radio in '83.
And how many people are involved now? I mean, you certainly have some people who are salaried, who.
Yes, so it's around 5 people working daily. And then around the radio, there's, let's say, 20 volunteers that are seen on a regular basis, people who are making emissions on the radio, but also people as myself who are trying to make the radio work as it should and think about how it could evolve also to make the people of this area speak and tell us what they do and what they want for the future of this region, which is lovely.
Indeed. We're speaking here in Rostrana. You've recently moved at the beginning of the year into Rostrana.
The radio was built in Saint-Nicodème, and yes, one of the big steps that happened this year was we moved from Saint-Nicodème, partly in Guingamp. The idea of going to Guingamp was to be closer to the coast and the people living on the coast because they are also listening to Radio Creix-Breizh, and it was important to us that they could reach us more freely. And we moved the main studios, we moved to Rostrona. There were two main reasons. The first one were technical reasons. The internet in the web was not as strong in Saint-Nicodème as it is in Rostrona. And the second reason, which is probably more important, it's also to facilitate the people, the volunteers, coming to the radio. It's easier. Rostrona is a bigger town, there's a market, so there's more life in Rostrona than there was in Saint-Nicodème. So it's easier also for the people working in the radio to be part of a bigger project because we integrated a structure with other associations around, and that's great to bring a project together.
Because on the first and second floor, there are other
Yes.
associations that are local.
Yeah, local, working mainly on cultural and language stuff. Out of my head, there's one that is left for me, which made a festival around art in Rostrona, Callac, and I think Bodmeur. The festival is called Incité. There's another one coming, which is Champ d'Expression. There's also La Ficellerie, which they make a festival around music and dance at the end of August in Rostrona, Le Festival Ficelle. And they also work with the Vieille Charrue. So those are the big structures here, but there's also an office for Dastum, an office for Rauque, which is around the Breton language in this area too. BCD, which is around also the language and the culture. Well, there's a lot of people working here. The idea is to federate, to bring people together, to be stronger together and more imaginative, more creative too. And it's so far it's going really well.
And is your background in radio journalism?
Not at all. Actually, my background is in agricultural economics.
What brought you to the presidency then?
Well, I was teaching in Breton, so Breton is a big part of my life, and it's also a big part of the radio. And I was teaching social economics, so I think it's very important, the medias in general, and Radio Creix-Breizh in particular. It's also a tool for democracy, and that's what I think, well, I hope to accomplish a bit with the help of everybody in Radio Creix-Breizh. Also to say that the radio is a tool for people to make up their mind and speak their mind, and it's important that we should speak together and tell honestly what we think because it's important for society in general, and moreover, in a democracy, it's really important. And it's important that this role of the medias would be strengthened.
Now, I understand that you're not only French.
I'm not. I'm French, Breton, and European, of course. But I was born actually in the United States on the West Coast in Oregon. My dad had a job there, was a marine biologist, and so he went there, and I happened to be born in Corvallis in Oregon.
And so you follow what's going on in the States as much as you do what's going
Sometimes on? Sometimes more, actually. Yeah, I like to follow a bit the medias in the States. Well, it's quite interesting, yeah.
Well, it's been great. Thanks very much indeed, Alain Gloirec.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. And again, what you do here is very important for all the listeners of Radio Kreisberg. I know my mom, which is also very fond of English, is listening, and she really appreciates a spotlight on Brittany.
Well, that's a nice way to finish the interview. Thanks very much indeed for your time, Alain.
It's a pleasure.